puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's time for Abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsberg. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
Now, most of the towns in southern Manitoba once had a railway track passing through them, and running parallel to that track was a road, usually named Railway Street, sometimes Railway Avenue. And if you look at early 20th century photos of these roads, there was invariably a row of what I call a railway streetscape. Substantial brick or stone buildings that hosted, well, a whole variety of things. Stores, banks, professional offices, and a whole lot more. Sadly, many Manitoba towns have lost their early commercial architecture, so this week we're visiting Pilot Mound, where the last vestiges of its historic businesses along railway streets are now gone, with the demolition of three old buildings.
And where exactly is Pilot Mound?
Well, it's in south-central Manitoba, about a two-hour drive from Winnipeg. The town gets its name from a hill a short distance to the northwest that was a prominent landmark on the Flat Prairies, used as a visible navigation aid by Indigenous peoples and early settlers. The first town of Pilot Mound, incorporated in 1883, was established atop the hill with a law office, a private bank, and several homes. But the town was forced to move to its present site in 1885. That's when the newly arrived Canadian Pacific Railway bypassed the hill. Now, at its peak, Pilot Mound had a population around 800 people, and this was large enough to attract numerous businesses, including the ones whose buildings are now being demolished.
And what are the three buildings being demolished?
Well, they sit side by side at the corner of Railway Street and Moffat Avenue in Pilot Mound. The oldest building is the Graham Block, built in 1889 by Ontario-born Dugald Graham. He moved here from the original town that was sat atop the mound. Graham's new building was an impressive two-story stone structure. He used the building as a base of operations for his business, selling hardware and farm implements, and Graham was also the local undertaker. The hardware and funeral business was on the main floor, and I'm told that the Graham family lived upstairs. Now, eventually, a two-story brick addition was made along Moffat Avenue, and that's the building that occurs today. The business was carried on by Dugald's son, Gordon Graham, who trained at a funeral home here in Winnipeg and became one of the first embalmers in rural Manitoba.
And how long did the Graham family business last?
Well, Gordon Graham passed away in 1957, but his son, Ken Graham, had studied mortuary science in Minnesota and had joined his dad in business after the Second World War. He took over the family business. By 1954, it was said to be the oldest continuously operating hardware business in rural Manitoba. In the early 1960s, Ken Graham moved to Bermuda, leaving his older brother, Victor Graham, in charge of the Pilot Mound operation until he retired in 1989. At that time, his eldest son, Fred Graham, took over. In other words, this fine stone and brick building was occupied by four generations of one family who offered two essential services to the community: hardware and death care.
Is the Graham business still in operation?
Well, sort of. In 2009, Fred Graham sold out to a funeral home in Killarney. And that company does still operate in Pilot Mound, but it moved to a new, larger building on the edge of town. And as far as I know, they don't sell hardware anymore.
Now, that's the first of the three heritage buildings that are being demolished. What's next?
Well, immediately adjacent to the Graham Block was the Bank of Hamilton building, another structure built by Dugald Graham. Its age is not known for certain, but the bank built its first branches in rural Manitoba starting in 1898. So this building is somewhat younger than its neighbor, the Graham Block. But its size is roughly the same as that original Graham Block, although it was initially a one-story structure. A second floor, probably at first used as an apartment by the bank manager, was later used by the Graham family next door. After the bank closed in 1927, the building was occupied by a butcher shop and later by a pharmacy run by one of the local doctors, Thomas Coho. Coho's drugstore remained in business into the late 1980s, But in the early days, it also included an ice cream parlor and a lunch counter that was supposedly a popular gathering spot for the local teens.
And the third building?
Well, next door to the Bank of Hamilton was the Winram Block. It was a two-story brick building, the largest of the three. In fact, it was twice as wide as the other two buildings. Built in 1905 by hardware merchant James Winram, the building had two retail spaces on the main floor, one of which was occupied by Winram's hardware and farm implement store, and the second floor contained residential apartments.
So are all three buildings now gone?
Well, if not now, they soon will be. I visited Pilot Mound 8 weeks ago, and I found the buildings surrounded by a demolition fence, and that's never a good sign. 2 weeks ago, I contacted Heather Brewster. She's the curator at the Pilot Mound Museum, and I asked, has there been any change in their status? Well, she told me that they were presently removing asbestos from the buildings, and as soon as that was done, the demolition would be beginning. So if one of our listeners can give me an update, you know, what's the present state of these buildings? Well, please do get me in touch. But I think it's inevitable. Sooner than later, they will be gone.
So with that, will anything survive from Pilot Mound's historic streetscape?
Well, I do hope so. Heather Brewster told me that her great-grandfather had once worked in the Winram Block, so she has a close connection to it. She asked to be given a large stone from the front face of the building that shows its year of construction, 1905. And if she gets that stone, well, some vestige of the streetscape will survive in a display at the Pilot Mound Museum. And, of course, there will be photos from the early 20th century, too. In related news, I should also point out that the scuttlebutt I hear is that the former Union Bank building at nearby Crystal City, just down the road a little ways, the two-story brick structure built in 1908, it's surrounded by a demolition fence, and, well, it's assumed that it's going to be gone soon, too.
What do you think we can learn from the loss of the Pilot Mound streetscape?
Well, I think this is yet another symptom of rural depopulation in Manitoba. You know, at one time, towns the size of Pilot Mound could support the services of all sorts of things. Lawyers, doctors, dentists, photographers, specialized retail companies, and more. Now, with improvements in our highway network, residents of small towns can easily obtain these professional services elsewhere. And as a result, once active commercial buildings in small towns no longer serve a purpose. So they're demolished.
Are there towns that still have a commercial streetscape from the early 20th century?
Yeah, there's a few that come to mind. Places like Verdon, Carberry, Portage-la-Prairie, Morden, Hartney. But unfortunately, older buildings in each of these places are disappearing. You know, and I think it's just a matter of time before the business streetscapes that were once so common around southern Manitoba are a thing of the past.
A little sad. Gordon, thank you for this. What's up for next week?
Well, there was much wringing of hands when it was announced last summer that the Manitoba Book Awards would be discontinued after 35 years. Some people concluded that this meant there were no longer any awards to recognize literary excellence in Manitoba. But this is not true, as I will show next week when I talk about this year's nominees for the Margaret McWilliams Awards, one of the longest-running book prizes in Canada.
Okay, I'm really glad there was a happy ending to this Abandoned Manitoba episode. Gordon, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Talk next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons